This next round is one that I do on a daily basis, and it's really honoring that we're human and that we have fears and insecurities, and that even with that, we can ask for more creativity and more of our potential to show up. So this is a great one to use, whether you just say it once or you say it multiple times, starting again on the karate chop point. Even though I have all these fears and human insecurities, and I often criticize myself, I choose to be open to the idea that I have untapped potential. I choose to allow my creativity to flow, opening myself up to inspiration and ideas. Ideas that drive inspired actions. I allow inspired ideas and actions that have so much value they produced highly leveraged returns. I can't wait to see what I create. Eyebrow point. I have so many insecurities because I'm human. Side of the eye, but I choose to be open to the idea under the eye that I have untapped potential. Under the nose, I'm allowing my natural creativity to flow. Chin point, opening myself up to inspiration in ideas and inspired actions. Collarbone point, my inspired ideas have so much value. Under the arm, that they produce highly leveraged returns. Top of the head, I can't wait to see what I create. Take a nice deep breath. Notice any ideas or inspirations that might be percolating. Again, when we do this kind of tapping, we often have some ideas or real nudges to act in a certain direction, and don't judge them. Often they are non-linear, non-logical things that we just feel drawn to do. In an analytical sense, it may not make sense of why we would do this or go to this meeting or answer a certain email or talk to a certain person, but we have to have faith that the things that come up as nudges or inspired ideas, when we take action, something big will come of it. It may not come right away. It might lead us to the next big thing, but we want to start acting on those intuitive impulses.